Q94, it's your Mountain of Rock. I'm Gary Lee. Yeah, you might think, and then probably if you're in, then you get in trouble because, well, if you're married, you before you think, you need to ask to make sure it's okay that you can think on your own. I think. Hey, well, yeah, it didn't pan out well for me. But, hey, this may help you out. It's, you know, we started this just a few weeks ago, and Brad Jones, animal control officer for the West Plains PD, joins us each week. We usually do it on Monday mornings, but, you know, it was a holiday, and we were basking in the sun. I was playing golf. Brad, what were you doing?
I just... chilling. Relax at home, yeah.
Just chilling. Well, we've got some pets, of course, we're going to share with you each week, but you got some other stuff you want to share with the folks.
Yeah, so last week we kind of spotlighted on two Pyrenees puppies.
Yeah.
It was brought to my attention that I kind of messed up on their ages. I said they was 3 to 4 years old, and they're actually 3 to 4 months old.
Yeah.
So I kind of wanted to fix that. I don't know if everybody kind of listened last week, but we did have an alligator that we... had found running loose or was loose in an area in town yesterday or last week, and we was able to find the owner and get it returned. So
yeah, that was awesome. I mean, I'm really glad it got back to the owner.
Sure.
You know, but that made my day.
Yeah, it's a little different than what we're used to.
For sure. And you know, all people, lots of people have pets, love for their pets. This hour is brought to you by All Pet and Equine Supply in West Plains. It's where pets, you know, take their people. But sometimes as we start to get into these cooler months, people need to make sure they got the right shelter for these pets because, boy, I mean, it's going to get cold, it's going to get wet, and animals can catch colds. Animals can get ill, and that can spread to other animals.
That's correct. So, you know, we just really stress that everybody make sure that, you know, if their dogs are outside for an extended period of time, if they have adequate shelter, that they can access it or assess at any time, and of course to make sure that they have clean and fresh water for them at all times.
Yeah, that is, you know, I love my pets, and it always, I don't know, maybe as I've gotten older, I just you understand more, you know more, because we would have dogs tied up.
Sure.
But now, you know, that was part of our chores. That was part of the deal. I mean, every morning you fed and you watered. When you got off school, you fed and you watered. You made sure you kept an eye on the hunting dogs, you know, coon hounds. Mm-hmm. We had tied up. And but, you know, when you see a dog that's tied up and you can just tell this dog is not being cared for, you know, I mean, that's a problem.
It is, yes. It's a big problem. Like I said, you know, when I get these calls, you know, my main concern is, like I said, that they have adequate shelter that they can, you know, get to. And some dogs just choose not to go in them all the time, but to make sure that they, you know, it's accessible for them. Water is also my concern. Food, on the other hand, you know, if they're outside all the time, you need to make sure that they're fed. But some dogs are just put out, you know, during the day, and maybe they're fed in the mornings and in the evenings when they're brought inside. So really the shelter and water is my main concern.
So now we got a couple of pets that are ready for adoption.
We do. So I, last week I picked up, an approximate 2-year-old blue tick mix female as running loose in the 1000 block of St. Louis Street. And then also on the same block, on the same day, we picked up an approximate 1 to 2 year old male pit mix.
Well,
and they're both ready for adoption as of now.
You know, a blue tick, they're really good dogs. I mean, they make really, really good pets for kids, and, you know, they just love to be loved on. They can be a little hard-headed, but they once you finally reach that common denominator between you and the blue tick, they're just great pets.
Sure, yeah, she's a very sweet dog. She's actually found over around a daycare there on St. Louis Street, just kind of hanging around with the kids around the fence area. So
how old do you think she is?
We think maybe around 2 years old.
Yeah. All right, and if someone out there is interested in these pets, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can call my office at 255-1860, or again, they can get a hold of us by Facebook Messenger.
All right, again, everybody, Animal Control Officer for the City of West Plains, Brad Jones, thank you so much for coming by and sharing that with us.
Thank you.